You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are here. We're here with our first guest, and what a special guest he is. Not only is he a special guest, but he's a special birth person. We're here with A.J. Gindy. A.J. is a community activist that works with Renewal to help people get transplants. A.J., welcome to the show.
Hello, Jim. Thank you for having me on the show. I really appreciate it. Anything we could do to spread awareness for kidney disease, I'm here to help in whatever I can do.
Okay, well, let's get started with why'd you get involved with Renewal, and let's talk about that. Also, you're a living donor. Maybe you want to talk about why you chose to do that also.
Okay, it's a little bit of a story, but if we got a few minutes, I'd love to give it to you.
Yes.
Initially, I took a test to be a bone marrow donor, and I passed all the tests. Matter of fact, I was matched up to somebody. And then 2 weeks before the bone marrow transplant was supposed to take place, the recipient got sick and I was no longer needed to that particular recipient. A few months later, I got a phone call from Renewal that they had a match for a kidney, which I never even knew I took a test to be a kidney donor. I thought it was the same test that I took from the bone marrow. Somehow they got the records from that, but apparently they didn't. And they asked me if I'd like to be a kidney donor. I said, sure, why not? Save somebody's life, got a chance to do that. I guess you only get to do that once in a lifetime. And I was very excited about it. My wife was very excited about it. And I never met the person before, which is an unbelievable experience, going to the hospital, not knowing who you're going to meet, who's behind the other side of the curtain, until that morning. And when I met him, I cannot tell you the joy and jubilation that family showed us. You know, they called us angels from heaven, that thought there was no way out from with the situation. My recipient, his name was Mitch Bornstein, and he lives in good health and for a long time. And they were crying and hugging and kissing, and so much was happening. It was unbelievable. They thought they had no end. You know, life was going to be attached to a machine.
Sure.
And that was it. Who's going to think of them? Who's going to even come forward and donate a kidney to save his life? And it was really a miracle that I was able to be fortunate to be part of.
So how did you feel after you made the donation of the kidney, physically and also emotionally?
Physically, of course, there's a little bit of pain. You're going through a major surgery.
Okay.
It's about a 4 or 5 hour surgery. And they go in my particular case, it was laparoscopic. They went through the belly button. So really, it's very minimal scarring. The pain is there because they blow up the stomach area. They pump a lot of air into there, so you have gas traveling around the system for quite a while. I'd say about a good, 6-7 days. So that hurts more than actually the incision. The gas traveling throughout the system. There's ways to maintain it through medication and heat pads. But the feeling after that, if you speak to any kidney donor, we all regret one thing. We all regret the same thing. You speak to anybody independently, I'll give you 100 names to call. Just ask them what's the one thing you regret that we can't do it again.
Mm-hmm.
We regret the fact that we are not able to save another life. We'd do it in a heartbeat. If we had the opportunity, if we were blessed with 3 kidneys, we'd give 2 of them away for sure.
Wow. Now, that's one of the things I wanted to talk about. There's certain things that people don't understand about organ donation, kidney donation, and you mentioned one in passing, and that's that a person only needs 1 kidney to live a fully functioning life. Have you had any drawbacks or any restrictions since you gave your kidney?
Well, that statement needs to be corrected just a little bit.
Tell me.
You only need 25% of 1 kidney to function normally.
Wow.
25% of 1 kidney. And I believe that many people were blessed with 2 kidneys in order to give 1 away to help save a life for somebody else. You only need 25% of 1. So if you have an extra one and you have a chance to save someone's life, what a beautiful opportunity. And it's something that looks great in 120 years from now when you get up to that blue sky. It will definitely look very good on the resume, that's for sure.
Yeah, this is one of the other things I wanted to ask you about. Now, what if somebody's not a match? I know that there's something now where if somebody isn't the perfect match for somebody, you can actually save 2 or 3 lives that way.
Yeah, there's a thing called the SWAP program where we have many donors, and sometimes they're interested in donating for a particular person, but they don't match that person. And then, couple B also wants to match with each other, but they don't match. And then couple C wants to match with each other, they don't match. But A will match C, and B will match A. And you have a cycle where everything goes around, and through 1 or 2 donations, many, many people can be saved. And we've seen it happen through Renewal. We've done it quite a few times. As a matter of fact, one time we needed a kidney for a little 2-year-old baby, and we were not able to get one. We tested so many people, and one of the persons people said, you know what, just give my kidney to the kidney bank, to the National Kidney Foundation. Just give my kidney to them and get one from them. And sure enough, we were able to get a kidney for that little baby, that two-year-old baby. And, you know, God bless that baby. Going to have another 80, 90 years to live because of so much generosity of looking out and saying, you know what, let me try to save a life.
You know, a lot of people might consider giving a kidney, but they're, for various reasons, reluctant to do so. What are a couple of the things that you've heard from people that are some of the reasons they may not consider giving a kidney? Because I know you counsel people in the process. What are some of the things that they see that you see that are concerns, and what are some of the things you can say to somebody to help alleviate those concerns?
Well, let me just go through the process real quick.
Okay.
If someone wants to be a kidney donor, first of all, we have to understand only 30% of the people actually pass the testing to be a donor, mm-hmm. which means 70% of the people that want to be donors, for some reason or another, will not pass the testing. Either they have high blood pressure, diabetes, they quickly develop kidney stones, whatever it might be, that they don't pass the testing. One of the tests that someone needs to take, and by the way, it happens to be the best physical you will ever receive in your life. If someone wants to be a donor, they do EKG, CAT scan, body scan, blue dye scan, everything possible to make sure that's their main concern, that the donor is healthy and the donor is not in any danger whatsoever. So if someone's just looking for a free physical, just say you want to donate to get the best physical you've ever had.
That's fabulous.
But one of the tests that they take is a psychological test. And I remember when I was there taking the psychological test, and I was with my wife, and their job in a psychological test is to try to talk you out of it. They want to see if you're brain strong and you really want to do this, or you're just some, you know, psycho case that walked off the street and wants to give away his body parts.
Yeah.
And one of the questions that they ask you is, why would you want to do this? How much are you getting paid? And of course, as you know, Renewal does nothing. We don't take any money at all from any recipients. And all of our donors are doing it from the graces of their heart. And the only thing we do is reimburse them for their lost wages or traveling expenses and related expenses to the transplant, but nobody gets paid any actual money for donating their kidneys. And they asked, you know, how much are you getting paid for this? I said, getting paid? I'm not getting paid anything.
Oh, yeah.
And they said, well, why would you want to do it? Why would you want to do something like this, put yourself in danger and give away a kidney when you're not getting paid? I said, well, I believe in God, and I believe that there's reward later on, and I have an opportunity now to save someone's life. They said, well, what about your children? I said, what about my children? They said, well, you know, that by giving your kidney away, you're putting your children in jeopardy. I said, how am I putting my children in jeopardy? He said, well, you're probably the best match for your kids. I said, I understand that. Right now, my kids are healthy, and this man's going to die if he doesn't get a kidney. And besides the fact that if something happens to one of my children, they'll move up to the top of the list because of the fact that I donated my kidney. And that's the biggest fear. People fear that if they give away a kidney and now something happens to them, that they're in trouble. That's not true. They move up to the top, not only the top of Bill's list, but they move up to the top of the national list. And another thing that people don't understand is that kidney disease affects both kidneys. If one goes, they both go. So the fact that you have two, if a person, God forbid, gets kidney disease, both his kidneys are going, regardless of the fact. So the biggest fear is that what happens to me if something happens, what's going to be with me? And that fear is alleviated by knowing the fact that that person will move up to the top of the list of the National Kidney Foundation.
That was the most important thing I wanted you to say today. I wanted you to make sure that the people realize that if they're a good Samaritan, that doesn't stop at hello, that goes through their whole life. Now, I wanted to ask you, you know, you talked to a lot of people that need a kidney too. Can you speak to the people with end-stage renal disease for just a couple minutes to tell them that it's not hopeless, that there is some hope, that there are a lot of people out there that are giving and hopeful? Because a lot of times they just don't realize it. They're in a dark place.
You know, it's a very good point that you brought up, Jim. I've been called into counseling many times of a spouse to someone that's going through end-stage renal disease.
They call me up and they tell me,
AJ, my husband doesn't want to go. He will not go back to dialysis. He refuses to go. He says, it's hell on earth. He is not going back. He'd rather die than go back. And I tell them, listen, you got to stay strong. You have to be fit, and you need to be healthy because we're going to get you a kidney. We have been successful with over 400 transplants to this point. We are going to get you a kidney. But if you're not healthy and you're not ready at that point, that kidney is going to go to somebody else. And when they hear those words, that they have a chance to get one, and if they don't stay healthy, it's going to go to someone else, they say, you know what? What am I doing? Of course I'm going to stay healthy. I'm going to go back to the diet. I'm going to go back on dialysis. I'm going to do what I have to do. Stay with my diet. And they don't give up. Our motto is, you don't give up on us, and we won't give up on you.
You know, I'm the caregiver for my wife, and she has perfect, you know, grades, A grades on everything, and we work so hard. It's not easy getting the right sleep, getting the right food. The right food for these renal diets is really expensive if you really do it right, and it really takes a community. People need to reach out and pull together on these circumstances. Tell me a little bit, AJ, because we've only got a couple minutes left, maybe a couple minutes left here. What is it that you want to leave people with as your final statements on this particular thing? And I hope you can come back again and we can have some more discussion, because I know you're pressed for time because you're traveling.
I want to just leave one note to a potential donor and one note to a recipient that's in need. To the potential donor, you have no idea that what you're doing, you're not only saving someone else's life, you are changing your life around. You will no longer be the same person you were before. By donating your kidney, your emotions have changed. Your feelings about other people have changed. You have done something that in America, I think last year, 168 people have done altruistically that have donated their kidneys, 165, 168. That's talking about 330 million people.
What special people?
Look at the select few people that are out there that have done it. The select few people that have done it. That's to the donor. You will do something that not only will you save the person whose life you're giving the kidney to, but you'll be changing your life as well. And to the recipient, I tell you, go on. Be strong. Stick to your diet. Continue with your dialysis, because hope is there. And people are out there to save you. People care about you. People want to see you healthy. And don't ever give up. Don't ever give up, no matter what is the circumstance. I know it's difficult. I know that your mind starts playing games on you, and you start thinking that maybe your body's getting swollen. You're starting to think things are happening. A lot of it's a mind game. You have to be mind strong and body strong and believe that things will work out for the best.
AJ, you are God's hand on earth. I hope you don't get offended when I say that, and I hope that God doesn't get offended. But you are, God put you on this earth to be the angel that you are. And I can't wait till you come to my door of my home and tell me that my wife has got a kidney. AJ, I want to thank you so much. AJ Gindy, Community Outreach Director at Renewal. I want to thank you so much, AJ, for all that you've done to support us and to support living donors and to just change the universe every single time you make a match. God bless you, and travel safely, AJ. God bless.
Bless you well, as Jim. Send the best to your wife, and God willing, we'll be able to take care of her very soon as well. Thank you.